And here is Sonny Bodger. Have I got it right, Sonny?
Yeah.
Okay, what's up?
Yeah, well, you know, I can't tell you what happened before, you know, like 4 o'clock, because we had an officer's meeting and we stayed behind, and we got there about 4 o'clock. And, like, we were told by one of the clubs that, like, if we showed up down there, we could sit on the stage and drink some beer and this and that the Stones manager or somebody had bought us, like, and I don't know who any of these people are that are running the Stones or any of them people, because, you know, that's not my thing, knowing them people, you know. But we were told by members of the Angels that had talked with them that, you know, if we showed up down there, we could drink some beer and sit on the stage, you know, and just, like, keep people off of the stage, you know. And, like, I'm bum-kicked about the whole thing. I don't like what happened there, you know, on the whole show. But when we got there, we come in about 4 o'clock. We were told that we would park in front of the stage, you know. And when we come in, like, we were sort of lost up in there, and we started coming down, and we sort of run into where, like, the place was packed, man, and we seen, you know, the stage, and we couldn't get down. Well, we come through, and, like, the people there were out of sight, man. They just stood up and moved their sleeping bags and everything and stepped out of the way and done everything really neat to let us through. And we must have passed, I would say, like, the 14 officers to come in at 4 o'clock or approximately there, like, had to pass, you know, at close to a few thousand people.
You drove down on your bike, Sonny?
Yeah, we come down on our bikes because we were told that we were supposed to park in front of the stage. And so, like, when we started coming down through the crowd, everybody, you know, just out of sight, got up and moved. We come down in low gear, you know, like, didn't try to run into anybody or do any of that kind of thing. Everybody got up really nice. Some people offered us drinks on the way by. And, like, we must come in, like, approximate contact with at least 1,000 people. And out of them 1,000 people, we had trouble with one person. One broad jumped up and said something that pertained to a four-letter word, them Angels. And, you know, one of the Angels stopped his bike, and he had his old lady on the back, and he said, "Are you going to let them talk about Angels like that?" And she jumped off the bike and smacked the other broad that said that was in the crowd, got back on the bike, and we proceeded down. No problem. We pulled up in front of the stage and parked where we were told we were supposed to park. And
were you given any instructions as to how to keep order around the stage?
Well, this is what we were told. We were, like, supposed to sit on the edge of the stage and keep people off, and, you know, like, a little bit back if we could, you know. And what happened was, when we got down there, we parked our bikes mostly a little bit to the side of the stage, you know, so, like, the people that were there, you know, like, didn't have to, you know, back up too far away from the stage. But one bike got sort of parked directly in front of the stage. And anyways, as I got there, I pulled up and parked, and a couple of my guys that were already there, you know, started yelling, "Hey, Chief," you know. And then this guy, I don't know what he is, but he's something with the Stones. He's a heavy-set sort of guy, wore a tan-colored jacket with long, wide sideburns, come over and said, "Oh, hey, Sonny," you know. I said, "Yeah," and he introduced himself, and I don't remember his name. But he had something to do with the Stones. He said, "Could you come back here for a second?" And this was an intermission, you know. And I said, "Yeah." So I walked back there with him, and we walked back to some tent. And he said, "The Stones are in here, you know, like, tuning." And, like, we had come down, it took us, you know, maybe 15 minutes to come through the crowd, you know, because we were coming in low gear, slow, more or less walking the bikes, you know. We were on them, but, like, walking them, you know, keep from falling over because we weren't going fast enough for them to balance. And I said, "Well," he says, "we would like to have 6 Angels along with these security guards," which were, you know, they had a couple of uniformed security guards, but they had mucho security guards with little white buttons on, which they explained to us that, like, these are security guards, you know, with these little white buttons that were in civilian clothes. And he says, "If we could have 6 Angels with them, we could clear a path up here, you know, just to walk with them up to the stage." And one of my guys was there with me, and I told him, why don't you go get six guys? They come back with a various assortment of angels from different clubs. And so I went back up to the stage. But before I went, I told him, hey, like, let's get these cats up there, man. Everybody wants to hear music, you know. And I don't know anything that happened, you know, like before that, because I wasn't there. But, I tried to impress on them that they wanted to hear music. And I went back up on the stage, and there's this cat running around on the stage, like, pretty frantic with sort of a burgundy-colored leather coat on and long hair and long sideburns and talked with an English accent.
That was Sam Cutler.
Sam Cutler, yeah, it could be. I don't know his name. I got introduced to him, too, and I forgot it before they said it. But this cat's sort of going, you know, a little bit, you know, he's hysterical, I would say. Like, he don't know what to do, and, like, there's a lot of people on the stage besides angels, you know, and he's blowing it, you know, and he's saying, to us, get these cats off the stage, get these cats off the stage, the stones won't come out. And I told him, hey, they ain't going to come out for a half hour anyway, they're back there tuning, man. You know, like, I couldn't understand, you know, personally, because I was there to sit on the stage and listen to him and drink this beer that we were promised, you know, for sitting on the stage, you know, like, you know, I didn't go there to fight, you know, I just went there to have a good time and sit on the stage. If they think I sit on the stage, you know, I'm in the way, you know, so maybe somebody ain't going to climb up on the stage.
Hey, Sonny, could I ask you a question?
Let me finish what...
I'm sorry.
Then you can ask me anything you want.
Beautiful.
Anyways, finally the stones come out and they start playing. And, you know, like, everything's going, everybody's having a real good time. And all of a sudden somebody down in front where this one bike right directly in front was is yelling, you know. So I myself jumped down there and... The wiring had shorted out somewhere, and the bike had caught fire. And I pulled the wires off of the bike, off of the battery, and the bike was in flames in a couple of places. And, like, we was trying to put it out, and, like, the people were packed right up and onto the stage, you know. And, like, I kept telling them, back up a little bit so we can get this fire out. And, like, nobody would back up, and, like... you know, some other people, some other angels that were sitting on the stage, like, finally caught the action of what was happening, and they started coming off of the stage. Well, when they did, people started backing up, you know? Now, I ain't saying anything about no angel hit anybody, you know? I know some of them hit people, you know? But they moved them people back out of the way of the bike, and we got the fire put out on the bike, and in the process, you know what? Some people got hit, and you know what? Some of them people, like maybe were them Friday nighters that got that front row, I don't know, but like they didn't want to give up that spot even to put the bike out, to let us put the fire out, and they come back fighting, you know?
Yeah.
When they come back fighting, they got thumped, you know? And a lot of times there was six or seven angels on one guy, and a lot of times there wasn't in different areas. But then after that happened, we got the fire put out on the bike. Everybody got back up on the stage of the angels, and the people moved right back in again, and everything was cool. But out of all them people in that front area, which maybe for 25 rows back, you would say, I don't know how many you could even estimate at it, there was three or four people in there that come over to where the bikes were and kicked a couple of bikes over and... broke a couple of mirrors off of a couple of them, and this and that. Well, you know what? I don't know if you think we pay $50 for them things or steal them or pay a lot for them or what, but most people that's got a good Harley chopper got a few grand invested in it.
I can dig it.
Ain't nobody going to kick my motorcycle. And they might think because they're in a crowd of 300,000 people that they can do it and get away with it. But when you're standing there looking at something that's your life, and everything you got is invested in that thing, and you love that thing better than you love anything in the world, and you see a guy kick it, you know who he is. And
right.
If you have to go through 50 people to get to him, you're going to get him. And you know what? They got. And after they got it, then some other people started yelling. And you know what? Some of them people was loaded on some drugs that it's just too bad we wasn't loaded on, because they come every once in a while, one of them or two of them or three of them would come running off of a hill yelling, ah, you know, and jump on somebody, and it wasn't even always jumping on angels. They were jumping on anybody that was in their way,
right.
The other people there and this and that. But when they jumped on an angel, they got hurt, you know?
You know,
and,
Sonny?
So it went on and on like that. But, you know, like, we moved them people to save that bike. And then after that, they started trying to destroy our bikes, and we're not going to stand for it, and then that made it personal.
Right, it really did. You know, that's not a nice thing
Sonny.
To do.
Like, we tried, like, he's talking about that Mick Jagger had the people sit down. Well, you know what? You grab old Mick Jagger and ask him who told him to tell the people to sit down.
I
told him to tell the people to sit down, and if anybody was there in the front rows can remember me walking over and telling them, you know what, if you tell these people to sit down and be cool, the people in the back can see a little bit, and this show will get on, and we can get it going, and he done it. And also in the process of it, there was one girl, if you remember, that was quite a large girl that was going around topless and kept trying to climb up on the stage. And, like, this Mick Jagger, like, he used us for dupes, man. You know,
right.
And as far as I'm concerned, we were the biggest suckers for that idiot that I can ever see.
That's what I want to talk about,
while
Sonny.
We were doing this, like, this broad keeps climbing up on the stage, and, like, Mick Jagger's in some kind of a panic and everything. And we got five guys there, like, he's telling us, don't hurt anybody, try not to hurt anybody, don't fight. We got five guys there trying to keep her down without hurting her. And they got people down there in the audience trying to put her up. And, like, he gets on this big trip about, hey, you know what, man, you don't need five men to handle one girl. Well, you know what, that got big cheers, because a lot of people were upset because we were thumping people, but they didn't see what them people that were getting thumped were doing to our bikes, you know, for righteously no reason. And, you know, like, I got hot. Well, he said, don't hurt people. Well, you know what? You can ask anybody. You know what? Any one guy could have handled that girl. It could have just knocked her out. And we was trying to do like he asked and not hurt anybody, and we was trying to get four or five people to get that girl off of the stage without hurting her, and the people down below were trying to put her up on the stage. Well, you know what? When that happened, everybody backed out of the way, and somebody knocked her off of the stage, man, and there was no more problem. One guy took care of it, and a little bit more violence, you know? Well, you know what? I'm a violent cat when I gotta be, but I don't really want to be. But there ain't nobody gonna take anything I got and try to destroy it. And, you know, like, at one time, when some hassling was going on, the people were getting up on the stage, and speakers in front of the stage, people were climbing on them, and they were getting disconnected, and nobody could hear them, and they weren't working, and they asked us to please move the people off of there, and we're up in front, and there ain't even no fighting going on at this time. We're just telling the people to get off and backing them up, and the people that got there Friday night that were sitting on these speakers, they're upset, and they're yelling and carrying on, and they don't want to get off. And Mick Jagger, again, like, put it all on the angels, man. Like, if this don't cease, we're going to quit. He says, there's too much violence here. You guys are doing unnecessary things and this and that and everything, you know. And, you know, like, there wasn't even no violence going on at the time. We were doing what one of them managers asked us to do, as getting them people off of them speakers so they could get people down there and plugging them back in and getting them working again and everything. And that's what we was doing. And then this cat comes along and says, they're going to quit if we don't stop.
Do you think it was worth,
well, you know, later,
no speaking
for
to here?
I ain't no cop. I ain't never going to ever pretend to be a cop. And you know what? I didn't go there to police nothing, man. They told me if I could sit on the edge of the stage so nobody would climb over me, you know, I could drink beer until the show was over. And that's what I went there to do. But you know what? Some cat throws something and bangs my bike, or some cat kicks my bike over, he got a fight. And you know what? You can say anything you want, and you can call them people flower children and this and that. And there was 300,000 people there approximately, or whatever they say, and I'll guarantee you that the largest majority of them were there to have a good time and have a good ball and listen to the people sing and do this and that. But you know what? There was a couple thousand of them there that was there looking for trouble.
Right. Sonny, what, you know, like, just about that question.
We were there looking for a good time, but you know what? Everywhere we go, we're looking for a good time. But if somebody wants trouble with us, they're going to get it. We don't want to hurt them people. And you know what? They don't want to be hurt. But there is some of them lousy people. And you can call us lousy people just the same way back. I don't care. I've been called everything you can be called by experts. But some of them people out there ain't a bit better than what some of the people think of the worst of us, man. And it's about time they realized it. And they can call in and call us all kind of lousy dogs and like we shouldn't be at these places and this and that. But you know what? When they started messing over our bikes, they started it.
Sonny, you got it right there, man. You know, you got it by, you know, by letting people know exactly where you're at. And people should have known.
I am not no peace creep by any sense of the word. But you know what, man? If a cat don't want to fight with me and don't want to hassle with me, you know what? I want to be his friend. If he don't want to be my friend, then out of sight, don't even talk to me. But if he don't want to be my friend and he's going to get in my face, I'm going to hurt him or he's going to hurt me. And you know what? It really doesn't matter if he hurts me because I've been hurt before. And you know what? I've been hurt by experts. But I, over the years, have learned how to get up and do it again.
Okay, thanks a lot, man. I think you've done a lot to enlighten a lot of people as to, you know, as to just what was going on.